Chapter 8. The Yoga of the Imperishable Spirit. On Salvation. Arjuna said, "What is that spirit? What about the soul of oneself? And what are fruitive activities? What about a Supreme One, the material manifestation? And what to say about what one calls the godly? Who is the Lord of Sacrifice? And how does he live within the body, O Slayer of Madhu? And how, when one's time has come, can you be known by the self-controlled?" The Supreme Lord said, "The indestructible spirit is the transcendental eternal of nature that is called one's own soul. It produces the material bodies of the living entities, and creation is what is called fruitive activity. The constantly changing material nature is the original person of the godly spoken about, and the Lord of Sacrifice, for sure, I am in this body of the embodied, O Best One. At the end of one's time, it is also surely in the remembrance of me that he who goes to quit the body will achieve my nature. Of that there is no doubt. The nature of whatever one is all remembering, giving this vehicle of time up in the end, similar, surely always will lead, O son of Bharata, to the state which is essential to it. Therefore, go on remembering me at all times, and fighting with your mind and intelligence surrendered to me, you will attain me without doubt. Persistently, uniting the mind and intelligence in the connectedness of yoga, without deviating, one achieves the supreme original person of transcendence, O son of Prita, whom one is constantly thinking of. He is the one who knows all, who is the oldest, the controller, smaller than an atom, and is always thinking of everything. He is the inconceivable maintainer, whose form is luminous like the sun, and who is transcendental to all darkness. One who, at the end of his time, fixes his mind in devotion, connected by the strength of yoga, and as well, for sure, establishes the life air between the eyebrows, achieves that transcendental original person of the divine. I will now explain in short to you the practice of the celibate desired by those who enter the renounced order of life as sages conversant with the Vedas in exercising the pranava. Controlling the gates of the senses, confining the mind to the heart, and also fixing the soul's life air in the head, one is situated in the yogic position. Vibrating Aum, the one syllable of the spirit, anyone who remembers me leaving behind this body achieves the supreme goal. For the one who is always fixing his mind in remembering me regularly, I am easy to attain, O son of Prita, for he is regularly engaged in the unification. Born again, achieving me, the great souls that attain the ultimate perfection never reach where the temporary and miserable is found. Up to the highest place, one returns again to the world, O Arjuna, but having found me, O son of Kunti, one is never born again. 1,000 ages are included in a day to those who know of the Absolute, while the night that similarly takes 1,000 ages is there to the people understanding by day and night. All living beings manifest themselves from the unmanifest at the beginning of that day, but at the fall of the night they are surely all taken in to that which is called the unseen. The totality of all beings that repeatedly take this birth is annihilated on the arrival of the night, and out of their own, O son of Prita, they reappear on the arrival of the day. But transcendental to that, there is another unseen nature to the unmanifest that upon the annihilation of all manifestation is never annihilated. It is said that that unseen is infallible, and it is known as the ultimate destination from which, gaining it, one never returns. That is my supreme abode. The original person, is he in the beyond, O son of Prita, who can only be achieved by unalloyed devotion, within whom all of manifestation exists, and by whom everything we can see is pervaded? I shall now describe, O best of the Bharatas, that time at which different kinds of mystics, having departed, attain, and for sure to that time do or do not return. Those persons who know the Absolute and leave during the fire of daylight with the waxing moon during the 6 months when the sun passes the north reach the Supreme Spirit. The mystic who achieves to the light of the moon during the smoke of the night, as also with the waning moon and the 6 months of the sun passing through the south, comes back. According to the Vedas, there are these two ways of light and darkness, in passing from this world, by which one either does not return, or does return again. Of knowing any of these different paths, O son of Prita, the yogi is never bewildered. Therefore, always get unified in yoga, O Arjuna. The yogis who know all of this surpass the fruit of pious work as won by Vedic study, through sacrifices, austerities, and also surely by giving in charity, and achieve the original supreme abode.